We're back on regional radio, and we're pleased to be joined by Caitlin Pistorio. She is the head coach of the St. Vincent Indians girls soccer team, who are now back-to-back Class 1 state champions after winning the state championship last week. They got the win over Principia by a score of 2-0. Coach, first of all, congratulations. Back-to-back state titles. What does that mean, not only for the school, but also for your team and your community?
Thanks. Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, it's never been done by any high school sports team, whether at Perryville or at St. Vincent. So it's pretty incredible for our community to experience success like that. And I think for the girls, more than anything, it's just a compliment to the hard work they put in this season. Cause that's what it was, just grit and hard work.
And down the stretch, you really did turn it on with seven consecutive victories to finish out the year, including the playoffs. Now in the district tournament and the state tournament combined, you scored 24 goals and you allowed only two. So how did you get that perfect balance of great offense and great defense down the stretch of the season?
Yeah, I mean, our defense is just phenomenal. I can't say enough positive things about those girls and the work they put in. They've really, all four of them have been playing together for 2 years now, so they just kind of naturally know where they're at. They don't even have to talk much. They just know how to fill in for each other. And then offensively, we knew we had the skill. It was just finding the back of the net, and it's all about peeking at the right time. That's what happened for us.
Now, who are those players that really stood tall on the defensive side, and what are their names, and how have they really developed over the years as they've grown as starters?
Yeah, the two seniors that we had back there were Jenna Winkler and Katie Snurbush. They were our sweeper and our stopper, so they were the center of our defense. And then on the outside, we had Sarah Kapp, who her sister Faith Kapp got a lot of the attention and glory for us the last couple of years. Sarah is a phenomenal defender who I don't think necessarily gets all the recognition that she deserves out there on the outside. And on the other side, we had both Lizzie Wibbenmeyer, who is or was a sophomore, and Zoe Wibbenmeyer, who was a freshman for us. And the two of them just did a phenomenal job in the postseason, stepping up whenever we needed them.
And I know all across the board a little bit, I think especially on the offensive side, there were some injuries that you suffered this season, but some players really did step up. What were those situations like, and how did those players really thrive this season?
Yeah, our second or third game of the season, we lost Callie Seaball to a season-ending knee injury, and I think that not only took a toll on us because she's one of our returning leading scorers from the season before, but just mentally and emotionally, and just knowing we're going to have to do this without her. And so we had to rotate quite a bit at the beginning to try and figure out the right personnel matchups. And eventually we found it with Corinne Carroll and Jen Leip up top, and they just did a phenomenal job as forwards. And then Abby Buckeyte and Megan Leip, Jen's older sister, filled in the center mid position beautifully.
I know Corinne Carroll has certainly been a big part of not only the offense, but really just the all-around team effort for many years for you, for the program and back-to-back state titles. What has she really meant to this program?
Yeah, I mean, her talent speaks for itself. Anytime she takes the field, she's a player that, you know, you have to try not to watch her, to ignore her. I mean, she just is the game. I mean, you watch her and she has phenomenal talent, but what she provides off the field is even more important. She's just an incredibly humble athlete who does it for her teammates. She doesn't care about the accolades. She doesn't want the accolades. She just wants to win, and she wants to do what's best for her team. And, you know, talent comes and goes, but leadership like hers, it's hard to come by.
I know one of the most difficult things to do can be repeating on a championship, and now that you've done it, as you look back on it, how was it coaching this group after seeing the group win it last year, and then bringing in the group with some of the players returning from last year's team? Was it easy to coach this team, or were there times where it was difficult? But how was it overall?
It was difficult. I mean, it was first of all, you got a big old bullseye on your back from every team you face. I think one of the first articles come out of the Jefferson County newspaper was something like Jefferson County team's I statements. And I mean, it was kind of the focus of all of our opponents. But as far as, you know, the players themselves, at first it was difficult because I think there's kind of a divide. You know, the players who had come from last season, I think they had hoped they would just step on the field and it would be right back where they were, where they left off the season before. But for the new girls, you know, they were still getting used to them. So it was a matter of figuring out, okay, we've got to blend together. This is a brand new team. We got to treat it like a brand new team and can't be focused about last year and just focus about what we got this year and how we can win it.
So now as you turn the page and when you return a team that has won back-to-back state championships going for a three-peat, I know you'll have to replace a few starters, but how does the outlook for 2019?
I think we're still kind of enjoying 2018. We'll give it some time before we start to think of too much about next year. But, we'll be losing five seniors who are all starters. But we got a lot of young talent. We had – oh, geez, I think we've got 9 or 10 girls who are going to be seniors this 2019 season. We've got 8 who are going to be sophomores. From what I hear, we've got a freshman class that's going to be pretty strong as well. So we've got a lot of talent leading up behind. It's just going to be focusing on, again, this is a new team, a new year. We can't expect to just step on the field and everything's going to be back to normal.
And I know right after y'all won that state championship up in Kansas City, you came home to a pretty great welcoming party. You had a really big parade in Perryville, didn't you?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I can't say enough positive things about the way the community supported us, the parents, the fans. I mean, we played whenever we were playing up there in Kansas City for state, I think we had the biggest crowd up there. And you know, some of the teams we're playing are from that area. Lone Jack's from the west side of the state, and I think we doubled, maybe even tripled their number of fans. So can't say enough positive things about how the community's supported these girls.
Well, hey, we'll let you keep enjoying it. Congratulations once again on back-to-back state championships.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Caitlin Bastorio, the head coach of the St. Vincent Indians. Once again, they are champs in the Class 1 girls soccer tournament this year. She joins us today on Regional Radio.